Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm now joined on air by Dr. Johan Berger. He's the former senior researcher in the Governance, Crime and Justice Division at the Institute for Security Studies. I've read much of what Johan Berger has researched and written on in the past, and it's an absolute honor to chat to him today. The problem is I'm going to have a rant during the conversation because it is something that is so very topical. Dr. Berger, a very warm welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So, Dr. Berg, our topic today is low prosecution giving way to an increase in crime? I think that is it's an answer in itself. But let me hear from you the research and the professional considered expert opinion from yourself regarding our low prosecution rates and how this may be attributing towards an increase in crime.
Yeah, it's in a way a complex situation. When we look at the detective service, we must keep in mind that their performance cannot be separated from the situation more broadly within the police service. And we've often said that, the police service is in crisis, in spite of the many good police officers that we still have and that are trying their very best. They are in crisis for a number of reasons. There's the leadership crisis that we've spoken about many times before. There's been steps taken. We now have a new national commissioner, but that's just one person, one position. There are a number of areas within the leadership cadre of the police service that still needs to be attended to, and the new national commissioner will have to tackle this, and perhaps will have to prioritize the leadership situation within the police service. We know, for example, that in many key positions within the police service you have individuals who are simply not qualified to be in those positions, so you have to start there. Then we have the problem with corruption, which is an endemic problem within the police service. And, the research has shown, in fact, earlier this year, the National Commissioner and his team testified before the Portfolio Committee in Police about the failures of the disciplinary system in the police, which is simply not able to hold police officers accountable, even where serious misconduct were committed. So I can go on. If you look at the detective service, there's this ongoing crisis within the detective service. In, I think, 2012, Parliament initiated a discussion which was known as the detective dialogue, where they tried to identify the problem areas within the police service. And there were many. That report is available online. And from that, they recommended a turnaround strategy, which was given to the police secretariat, the civilian secretariat for police, working very closely with the detectives. They did eventually agree on a turnaround strategy, but little is known about the implementation of that strategy. And my information is that very little of what came about in terms of the turnaround strategy was ever implemented. And just to conclude on that point, the crisis continues. If you look at the figures that I'm now referring to comes from the police themselves, from the annual report of 2020-2021, and you look at the detection rate, how it decreased just the last 7 years from 2013-14 to 2020-21, and you look at contact crime in general over that period, decreased by the detection rate decreased by 16%. If you look at murder, the detection rate for murder decreased by 48%. I mean, this is ridiculous. And you look at the figure for aggravated robbery, which includes, car hijacking, house robberies, cash in transit robberies, all kinds of aggravated robberies. That decreased, the detection rate decreased by 24%. Then perhaps just lastly, I think, the rise in these crimes of course, to a large extent, aggravates the situation because it just overloads the detective service, who is struggling with a lack of resources and a range of other problems. But I mean, if you look at murder, we've just seen the murder detection rate decline by 48% over this period or the last decade. Murder itself increased by 37%, and aggravated robbery increased by 43%. So, you know, the two lines are going in opposite directions, where the increases are going up at a rapid rate. The detection rate are going down at a rapid rate. So the problems within the detective service remains, and I am sorry to say, but it doesn't look like the turnaround strategy has either been implemented, fully implemented, or has been effective in any way.
Dr. Berger, prepare yourself for a rant. ISC dockets marked undetected, archived, they haven't even been to a prosecutor, simply because if a detective shows initiative, he may be sent to a specialized unit, seconded to the Hawks, they're seconded to the ID. We don't have active mentorship and protege programs on the ground at station level. Complainants are being turned away, being told that they were stupid to invest in a fraudulent scheme when at the time they didn't know it was a fraudulent scheme. Women are being told not to report GBV because they could be sending an innocent man to prison without a case being investigated. And we have this compounding issue of COVID creating a massive fraud within the PPE space, and of course the release of the Zonda report, where everybody worth their salt in investigations is being seconded left, right and center to go investigate what the state believes to be priorities, that being PPE and that being state capture. And your average citizen is not seeing justice because the stations just don't have the manpower, nor the infrastructure, nor in a lot of cases the will to investigate the ordinary crimes that are impacting on our South African citizens.
Well, you know, all of what you are saying is true. Of course, there's no doubt, you know, that the crisis within the detective service is deepening. And the fact that more crimes are reported to the police because more crimes are happening, not because the police are trusted more, but in fact, it shows in some categories there are decreases in the percentage of cases reported to the police. But as I said, if you look at murder, an increase of 37%, that is huge. We've seen this increase over the last decade, year on year. And the same with various forms of aggravated robbery. And I haven't even touched on all the other serious crimes, such as burglary and so on, which incidentally, you know, the police will tell you is on the decrease, but that is not true. The reporting rate to the police is on the decrease, but that is because the police are simply not trusted, or there's no confidence in the police, in the police's ability to successfully investigate these cases. So it's a huge problem, but as I said, right at the start, that you cannot look at the crisis within the detective service in isolation. You need to look at the crisis within the police service as an institution. And all of the other conditions you mentioned, the overburdening of the police service because of the investigations, emanating from the Zondo Commission, certainly puts more pressure on the police. But at grassroots level, the problems remain in terms of qualified investigators. And you know, as I said, in the detective dialogue reports coming from Parliament, most of these are already identified, you know, a decade ago in 2012. So a part of the problem is the fact that, you know, just to give one example, the number of promotional positions within the detective service, because it's a relatively smaller part of the police service, are limited. So detectives who wish to advance to higher ranks with many of them very experienced and good investigators. They would apply for positions outside of the detective service simply to get promoted, and being promoted gives you a bigger or better salary and you know, puts you in a position where you can apply for other positions. So the detective service loses on an ongoing basis some of its most experienced investigators. So, you know, and this was the whole idea of the detective dialogue, the turnaround strategy, and it's not happened. And so the detective service are struggling along. I mean, I looked at, we haven't even touched on the situation within the forensic services. I just looked at the annual report of the police, where they say that in 2019-2020, the backlog was 27%. Just a year later, the backlog was 84%. So the backlog increased in 1 year from 27% to 84%. Those all have very serious implications for the successful prosecution of criminal cases. So, you know, so what needs to happen here is that the police service in general needs to urgently implement, and they can't do this alone. They will have to get outside assistance, and we've made numerous offers of assistance, not just from the Institute for Security Studies, but also experts, other experts outside of the police, to work with the police in terms of what we refer to as police reform. Because you cannot reform a single entity within the police service successfully if you don't look at the organization as a whole. And this is what Fani Masemola, as the new national commissioner, will have to embark on. But he will have to look at outside assistance in the process.
Dr. Berger, so many factors that have led to such a dire situation. Thank you so much for shining a light on them. I'm looking forward to chatting again soon, because there's so much to unpack. And let's hope that our new commissioner can make a difference. But I can see this is a generational shift that's needed. Thank you again for joining us this afternoon.